Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings on East Carson. It is the Friday tailgate party with the PM team. It's brought to you by Gullis Services, also Saloni's Bread, a proud sponsor of the Friday tailgate, Mike's Beer Bar, Saloni's.
Oh, I got something going on there. I got, you know what I made, Pony?
Gumbo.
I did. Now,
why haven't you, you got to post the picture of the second attempt, because the first one had you as public enemy number
one.
Well,
it's going to be on
in Louisiana because it looked like
state
it was
ready.
Pork on rice.
The whole state was ready to get after me. Guess what? Go to Saloni's social feeds. I think they have Facebook and Instagram feeds.
Yep.
You're going to see that picture of delicious gumbo.
The new gumbo or the old one?
Why would I post the picture of the one that somebody said looked like Ropa Vieja or something?
Yes.
No, new gumbo. Gumbo 2, Electric Boogaloo.
We're joined by my friend, Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson, host of the Odyssey original podcast, First and Pod with me. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Remember, Pat played in Baton Rouge at LSU, Chris, so I'm sure he's no stranger
to gumbo. Like I said, I had Ryan Clark, I think Jamel Hill, the entire state, Stan
Verrett. Admiral even tweeted about it and said you were a disgrace.
Think about, there are a ton of people from New Orleans or from Louisiana. Stan Verrett, SportsCenter host, all these people just basically saying, like, delete your account. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It was not good. It was a tough morning.
Were you a gumbo guy when you were playing football down there?
Holy hell yeah.
Yeah?
My wife still cooks gumbo to this day. I think that's why we ended up getting married, because my wife is from New Orleans. So I think that's how she got me, Pony.
And what's the key there? She's got to keep... what do you do with the spoon there, Mulsey? You got to keep...
So when you're making the roux, it's on Saloni's Instagram right now. I just checked it to make sure.
You got
to
keep stirring it constantly.
Yeah. So I have it in the pot, the picture of it in the pot. It's not on the rice yet, so you got to obviously imagine that I put it over rice. When you get that roux going, Pony, I mean this. It says stand there and you whisk it for like 20 to 30 minutes till you get it dark enough, because that's where all the flavor comes from. You don't walk away for 5 seconds. You stir the roux until it gets to a color that's dark enough that you're happy
Pat,
with.
Pat, do you put the chef's hat on, an apron, and get in the mix or no?
100%. I'm a smoker type of guy. I love to smoke some brisket, chicken wings, ribs.
That brisket's a long commitment, though, Pat.
That's
like
an
you
early
got
wake up call
that's like
deal.
A 16-hour deal if you got a big enough cut.
Oh, I know. Pony, this is what I do, man. Like I love cooking. I'm a jack of all trades. That's what my wife calls me, so it's not much I cannot do.
Pat, let's talk about the game on Sunday and give us, from your perspective, as someone who played the Colts last year, what is the blueprint for the Steelers to win this game and get to 4-0?
Well, you know, playing the Colts last year, we went into that game kind of leaking. Minka wasn't in the starting lineup.
Casey got thrown out.
Yeah, Casey got thrown out. I had to end up playing safety that game. Then Trubisky was our quarterback. Then I think we ended up putting Mason in that game. So we had a lot going on in that football game, trying to find our way to get into the playoff. Eventually we did. But, you know, last year they just leaned upon, you know, their running game. You know, although we know Richardson wasn't there last year, you know, suffering the shoulder injury early on last year in his rookie season.
And Taylor didn't play that either, Pat. They had Trey Sermon running the ball on us.
Exactly. Trey Sermon running the ball. So, because it was still up in the air that, you know, Jonathan was possibly going to play. You know, so we was going into that game, you know, heavily relying on those guys wanting to run the football. And I can't imagine that they're not going to have that same, you know, mindset going into this game because, like me and you talked about on our first and 10 pod, I just don't feel like Anthony Richardson accuracy is not there just yet. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to apply a lot of pressures to force him to put balls in tight coverages. And
blitz him exotically, Pat, or just send four? What do you think? Get after him crazy or just send four base?
I think they send four. You know, that's my honest opinion. I believe they send four, maybe, you know, third down and medium. They may get a little bit exotic, but for the most part, I think they're going to play them straight up, allow TJ and Nick Herbert. We got to see if Hightower is going to be back.
Highsmith will be out. Yeah, he's out 2 to 3. Yeah, bad groin situation there.
So Highsmith won't be out. It's going to be a great opportunity for Nick Herbert to go out there and flourish. Had an opportunity to be his teammate last year.
I love him, Pat. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I know he's excited for this opportunity as well. So I think they're going to definitely try to stop the run, not get too crazy in exotic blitzes on the defensive side. Just really believe in the guys up front to force Anthony Richardson force him to turn the ball over.
Pat, who would you rather see as a defender at the opposing quarterback spot? A guy like Minshew last year, who's kind of that crafty veteran already at this point in his career. He's not like a physical specimen, but he knows how to get it down the field. Or a dude like Richardson, who's raw, and so he has feast or famine kind of written all over him. He could do some crazy stuff in a game that you can't even defend, or he could do some bad crazy stuff. Like, as a defender, who do you want to see of those two types of quarterbacks?
I'd rather see Minshew, just because Anthony have the dual threat ability. And as defenders, we hate defending those quarterbacks because we're so used to, you know, guarding a receiver or a play for about no longer than 5 seconds. Then when you have these dual threat quarterbacks, you're defending the play up to eight seconds, you know, so that's a world of difference right there. So I'd rather face a quarterback as a Pittsburgh defense, I'd rather face a quarterback that's, you know, although they really don't have trouble with mobile quarterbacks with TJ Watt and Highsmith and Nick Herbig and Cam Hayward and the guys on the defensive line. But I'd much rather face a pocket stationary quarterback versus someone who's mobile and can create extra time to get his receivers open.
How about this stat from CBS? Richardson has a higher completion percentage, Pat, on throws that are more than 50 yards downfield than he does on attempts behind the line of scrimmage. How is that possible?
Wow.
That's insane.
That big arm we talked about, Pony. Yeah, big arm, man. You just don't know what to do with it just yet.
Man, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day this football season. Pat, Chris and I were talking about this before you brought you on. Offensive strategy for this game. So Richardson's erratic, like you talked about. You know, you don't know. He might give the ball to you 3 or 4 times. So do you play it conservatively and wait for his mistake offensively, or do you get aggressive early, try to get a touchdown and get up in the game, and then like force the ball to be in his hands more? How would you play it if you were Mike Tomlin?
Continue doing what we've been doing, you know, lean on our running game. We're going to take what the defense give us in the passing game. I will say I think they are going to open up the playbook a little bit more this week because we saw a glimpse of that last week against the ranked number two defense in the league, in the L.A. Chargers. I don't believe the Colts defense is, you know.
That's bad, Pat.
They can't stop a nosebleed, Pat.
Don't put lipstick on that pig. It's not good,
it's ugly.
Pat.
Yeah, well, I know. So that's what I was about to say. I believe that they're really going to open up the playbook this week, just seeing what they did last week against the number two defense in the league. So I think this is going to be the game that really, in my opinion, really gives a clear-cut case of Justin Fields being the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. So I expect Pittsburgh coming out blazing. I expect them. I honestly expect them to take a shot out of the gate within the first three plays. I think they're going to go into this game plan really, really aggressive, and give Justin a real opportunity to go out there and flourish and show the world why he should be the starting quarterback.
Pat, as somebody whose entire task in football was to stop quarterbacks from making connections with wide receivers and from making big plays, you look at Justin in that Chargers game, like strictly from a pass game standpoint, what impressed you the most about the way he played the position against L.A.?
His ability to utilize the slot receivers. I thought that was really big. Got Austin in the game early. You already know Pat Freiermuth is a freaking third down killer, red zone killer. You know, so seeing how he's able to utilize those guys, then get George involved in the game, you know, as the series go on, you know, I think it was very, very key for them to get him in third and manageable situations versus a third and eight plus, you know, and they kept that game very manageable in that ball game, far as, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage and really picking apart the middle of the field. And, you know, that seems to be his best throw right now. I'm sure they're going to continue to explore to see what he's able to do better. But in that game last week, it just seemed like, you know, he really flourished off the play action boot game and really getting those linebackers, you know, sucked up just a little bit, a couple yards up to where those windows right behind those guys was wide open.
Pat, Chris made a good point, I thought, earlier in the show. He said, George Pickens does not have big stats this year, and we haven't heard peep from him. You know, this game last year ended up being a big deal because there was an interception by Trubisky. Pickens basically ran off the field instead of trying to make a tackle. You know, the whole thing with him and, like, keeping his head in the game and not getting frustrated. And through three games, no touchdowns, no big 100-yard game, and he's been such, like, a good citizen so far. So you were around him last year. You obviously know the great talent that's there. But how about maybe the maturity strides being made by him this season? Your thought on that?
Yeah, you can definitely tell that, you know, he's making those strides, you know, to being, you know, a great teammate, a mature player, you know, throughout this season. But, you know, George's going to get his time. You know, just like last year, I know he was going through some quarterback situations, but, you know, towards the middle and the end of the season, that's when he was able to really flourish, because Pittsburgh way is we're going to run the football no matter what. We're going to run it anyway. That's what Coach Tomlin used to always say in team meetings. We're going to run it anyway. So
you think the bad quarterback play weighed on him, Pat, is what you're saying? You think it got to him?
No. I think it did at some point, but at the Pittsburgh way is we're going to run the football to get guys to start respecting the run more, and then that's when they start to open up the passing game.
Gotcha.
For the George Pickens on the outside, because right now he's the number one receiver on that team. So 9 times out of 10, he's getting double. So now when you get the running game going, Najee, and the game going, now you're going to have to take a guy off of George to put him in the box now. And so now then that's when George is going to be able to eat. But I'm not worried about George. I know he's going to have a big game here pretty soon, and it's just going to be up from there.
You were around Larry Fitzgerald, who is one of the all-time greats. We know him incredibly well in Pittsburgh. Do you put George's talent potential up there with Larry? Or is that hype? Is that blasphemous?
Yeah. I mean, I won't say that's blasphemous right now, but he has the potential, because George is not the fastest. Larry wasn't the fastest. But George have great hands. Larry have great hands. It don't matter where the ball is, he's going to come down with it. And those comparisons right there, you know, that's all you can ask for if you want to be compared to the great Larry Fitzgerald. You know what I mean? So he has everything, all the tools that Larry had for sure, and some. Now just going to be upon him to go out there and continue to work on his craft, hopefully get a quarterback that he can, you know, rely on and trust on throughout an entire season, to where the stats can really, you know, back that up.
Was a young Patrick Peterson drafted in 2011 and 21 years old trying to make a name for himself in a big way by going after Larry Fitzgerald at practice saying, let's go, you've been here for a while. I'm going to show you in camp that I'm built different.
Oh,
man, we got some, we have some great battles, but I can give you a quick one. My first my first training camp there. I came in during the lockout, so I didn't report with the team because I wasn't able to really communicate with the team, after I got drafted. So once the lockout was lifted, I came to camp maybe like 2 weeks after. I was number 31. I wasn't number 21 yet. Number 31 was just also funky on me. So Larry, we're doing one-on-ones, and Larry calls me out. We're in like red zone one-on-ones because he know he can't run past me. So he had to get he wanted short field. So he calls me out in one-on-ones in the red zone, and he freaking one-hand mossed me. Like my first in front of my dad and everything.
Man, so that's rough.
Yeah, so from that point on, after that, and you can ask him about it. It's a true story. From that point on, from one-on-ones, I started calling Larry out, and we just started having our battles from that point on. And I will say that he was one of those guys that helped me get so much better, not only throughout camp, but throughout my career, and getting me ready for these marquee matches that I was getting ready for.
Invaluable to be able to go up against a guy who's also, like, hold on real quick, though. You guys are calling each other out. You both seem like, especially Larry, just because we saw him here at Pitt, he'd hand the ball to the refs after every
so
touchdown.
So respectful.
Like, he seems like the most respectful dude ever. It's like when you talk about Philip Rivers. I can't imagine Philip Rivers talking real trash. He's not even swearing at you. It's the same thing with Larry. Man. I can't imagine Larry actually talking smack at
me
somebody.
Neither.
Yeah, Larry, he's when we're in between the lines, it's a whole new personality.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, his smack talk would be like, I don't think your financial portfolio is diversified enough.
Hey, he will pull that out, though.
Hey, Pat, before we let you run, you mentioned your wife's such an amazing cook. That's how she hooked you in. If you had one meal, people will say, like, you're going to the electric chair. This is your last meal.
It's got grim in a hurry.
This is the last meal of your life. What are you getting? What do you want?
And my wife has to cook it, or
yeah, sure,
just any dinner.
Oh, well, you could do any dinner.
Right. Any dinner.
Nah, so if it's my last day, my wife has to cook me a meal.
Yep.
And it's going to be a feast. I need collard greens. I need yams. I need red beans and rice. I need mac and cheese. I need smothered pork chop. I need fried chicken, and I need her cornbread. That send me off to heaven the right way.
Pat Peterson, everybody. Pat, we'll talk Sunday night after the Steelers hopefully beat the Colts to get to 4-0. Okay, man.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
There you go. Patrick Peterson, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast with me, First and Pod. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. That was a pretty cool story about him and Fitzgerald. I'm happy you asked him about that.
Well, it came to mind. We hadn't had a chance to yet. And the
you
thought
have
of
a slice on your drive.
Like, yeah. I can't believe you spun the ball that way out of the rough.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, lowest 69. Timeout. We'll come back with our official game picks for Colts Steelers, and then Jeff will have the leadoff show here.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're on the fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.